Did Evelyn's early marriage have an effect on anyone else that you know in your family?
All of us.
How?
We helped bring up the children. They came home. They were just like our little brothers and sisters. Hmm. And she came to home too. And, she had three marriages and all. Just an unstable. Because she got the wrong start. It's a long story. So that was, I'd say, the greatest disappointment. In Mama's life. And when she died, was killed in an automobile accident, and died 3 days later, Mama was not as hurt as she was the night the other night went away. It was just like funeral. They knew it was going to be disastrous.
I can remember Evelyn's funeral, and there's a photograph of the sisters that was taken there.
Yeah.
And Toots at the
cemetery. Yeah, that was Papa's funeral.
That was Papa's funeral? Mm-hmm. Well, Evelyn's came after. Mm-hmm. Afterwards.
Evelyn's. Oh, Papa died in 47.
Well, I do remember them going to
Evelyn's. And Evelyn died in 55. Edna died in 65. And Mama died in 75.
I can recall Papa's funeral.
And Toots died in 72. When Toots died, I remember telling Bill about it, and he said, "Well, is your mama going to outlive all your children?" Mm-hmm. I said, "Well, I don't know that."
How did she cope with or come to terms with sadnesses and disappointments?
Well, she took them just as bravely as anybody could.
Was she the type to dwell on her misfortunes, or she more the type who picks up and goes on in spite of them?
She picked up and went on.
Just curious, how did she receive Evelyn when Evelyn came back?
Oh, with open arms.
And then what was it like when Evelyn then got back together with Tim?
It was not according to what any of us wanted, but we knew it was worth trying, if that's what they wanted to do.
Did it seem like something was, there was hope for them?
Or? Yeah. He would make it sound, he'd get a little job of some sort. Mm-hmm. Like that he could have.
Was Tim the one who drank a lot?
After a while, yes, he began to drink. But he was not just an old soldier, though. But he didn't mind spending his money on whiskey if he wanted to. Tim was badly spoiled. He was the youngest of his family. And his mother, they said, had really petted him. Said that when he was about 12 years old, he would lie down at night and they were sitting around talking, he'd go to sleep. She wouldn't make him get up. Wash his feet and go to bed. You know, kids went barefoot and always had dirty feet. And she'd go get a cloth or a pan or something and ease down and wash his feet for him. And then try to get him up to bed, not to disturb him much. I was told that when he was 15 or 16 years old, maybe 14 along there, I don't know. He said, great big boy. And then she died, and then he and his father, Uncle Tom, came to town. And Uncle Tom stayed with Clayton, Tim stayed with Mary Jane Meeks.